Welcome to the Passionpreneurs Podcast. I'm your host, Ryan C. Green. Welcome to the Passionpreneurs Podcast, where we help you turn your passions into profitable enterprises. I am your host, Ryan C. Green, and we're here for another episode. I want to thank you for tuning in each and every week as I help you grow, live your most passionate and profitable life by turning your passions into profitable enterprises. If you've missed any past episodes, make sure you go to www.thepassionpreneurs.com. You can listen to past episodes. You can also sign up for our email list so you don't miss any updates. And we also have a brand new Facebook group where people just like you are going for resources and networking and inspiration and trainings on how to become a passionpreneur. So if you haven't done so already, you can go also to the Passionpreneurs website and link. The link is right there on the homepage to our Facebook group where you can join us there. Also, make sure you go to ryancgreen.com. That's green with the E. And you can sign up for my email list and see what's going on with me every single day out here. You can book me to come and speak at your event if you like. That's all available at ryancgreen.com. Follow me on Facebook at I Am Ry G page. You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at I Am Ry G. Now, I want to jump right into this episode, this training this week, because I am excited. Any of you who have followed any of my works, any of my books, you know that I speak and I train really from my own experiences, really from things that I've grown through and my experiences that I know that were first taught to me. You know, I taught them to myself. God imparted them in me as ways to grow myself. And I take them and I teach them to other people because I think that if it was given to me, then it definitely can benefit someone else. So today's show, I want to talk about something very important. And I think that, you know, the little shift in the mindset and activity that will really, I think, launch you to bigger and better things this year that you may have been missing just because you didn't know, because you didn't really pay attention to certain behaviors. So today I want to talk to you and I want to talk about stop wanting it and start walking it. We're going to talk about stop wanting it, stop wanting your success and start walking it, start walking your success. I want to talk first. I want to share a story. If you've read my book, My Little Black Book of Leadership, 15 Leadership Lessons I Learned from My Ex-Girlfriends, which is available at ryancgreen.com. In that book, I talk about past relationships and I pull leadership lessons out of each one of them. Well, the first leadership lesson I talk about, the first ex-girlfriend, is Takiya. And in that story, to make it short, the abbreviated version, I was in eighth grade, Takiya was in the seventh, and we met and we started going together. And at that young age, I had just come to a public school, out of private school. I was green and wet behind the ears and had no idea about our relationships. You know, I knew there was things that I wanted to do, but I had no idea how to do them, you know. And I had a cousin who talked to me and convinced me and organized, if you will, for me to get my first kiss from my girlfriend, Takiya. And I chickened out. It didn't happen. I didn't get that kiss. Takiya wanted a kiss. She was a little faster than I was, a little more experienced than I was. And I just didn't know what to do. And I was moving too slowly. And she ended up leaving me. Another boy moved in and took my girl. And I learned that if you move too slowly, someone else will take your girl. And in life, we all have metaphoric girls. We have businesses. We have ideas. We have relationships. We have goals and things that we want to do and say we're going to do, but we move too slowly on them and don't ever get around to them. And for whatever reason, someone else ends up walking in and taking our girl. And that's what I wanted to talk about today. You know, where with Takiya back then, she was someone I wanted, but I wasn't willing to walk it. Does that make sense? You know, I wanted it, but I wasn't willing to, and I wasn't walking it. So someone else came in and walked it. And as you, if you look at your life and decisions you've made, and people who are average versus people who are above average and excelling at a high level, a lot of times the big difference is simply activity. It's action. It's people who transition from being someone who wanted it and move to someone who was walking it. See, a lot of us want success. A lot of us want dreams and goals. A lot of us want to be more, earn more, help more, produce more, but we don't do those things. We don't walk it. We're not walking and doing the activities of people who would get those things. You know, a lot of us have dreams and goals, and we are our wishers, but we need to surround ourselves and become doers, because that's the only way things are going to get done if you go out there and start walking it. So I just want to, you know, talk to you, show some differences between those who want it and those who walk it. And you'll know where you fall in this list. You'll know where you are in your life right now, and what you have to change and in order to become someone who's walking it. Because there's benefits to walking it, and living a life of simply wanting it leads you a lot of times to dissatisfaction. You know, you're not satisfied. You're unhappy. You're sad and you're depressed. So here's some things. Here's someone who wants it. You know, they'll go out and they'll get business cards made because you feel like you made it. Now I got business cards. I'm professional. I've got me a business. I'm a businessman. But people who walk it actually give those business cards out daily. They'll actually go out and meet people and network and share those business cards instead of holding on to them, because business cards mean nothing. They do nothing for you in your pocket. They do nothing for you on your desk. Only giving them out to other people, letting them know that you're in business, matters. And that's the difference between walking it and wanting it. Those who want it, they'll build a website. They'll have a website up. But who's coming to your website? Because, see, those who walk it market their websites, and they get traffic to their websites. You know, there's a lot of people who have talents, and you have skills, and you're good at something. And you may be the best one out there who does what you do. But I promise you, there's no one sitting in their offices saying, hey, let me go and Google your name and find you. You have to make them find you. You have to do the work to go out there. You have to walk it to make them find you, to gain that traffic to your website, to gain that recognition and make them come out and find you. That's the difference between wanting it and walking it. A lot of people want their websites to be successful. Those who are successful walk it and make their websites successful. Those who want it call themselves XYZ, whatever it is. Those who want it call themselves a singer, call themselves a baker, call themselves a barber. But those who want it are actually doing those who walk it, rather, are actually doing those things. You can call yourself a speaker. I'll use myself for example, and I can call myself a speaker, but if I look at the calendar and I haven't spoken in over a year, I've got to ask myself, am I really a speaker? Like, I know I can speak, but if I haven't had actual bookings and haven't actually been on stages, then am I really a speaker? Am I walking it? Or do I really just want to be a speaker? So ask yourself that. You know, are you wanting to be what you say you want to be, or are you actually walking it? Are you doing it? You know, those who want it can come up with the ideas. Those who walk it make those ideas come to life. Those who want it quit when it gets tough. And those who walk it, they go harder when it gets tough. You expect it to get tough. You know, I was in service the other day, and I heard T.D. Jakes. He said, quitting will prevent pain, but it also prevents purpose. He said, quitting will prevent pain from happening. Like, if you quit, you won't feel any pain because you quit. But you also won't realize your purpose by quitting. So there's a lot of people who want success, but they don't want to go through the pain. So they'll quit when it gets tough because they just want it. But when you're walking it, you're going to go harder. You're going to go through the pain because you know the pain is there to toughen you up, to strengthen you, to make you grow. So those who walk it go through that pain. Those who want it, they're going to listen to naysayers. They're going to hear people tell them why things won't work. They're going to hear people tell them why they're not good enough at something. Those who want it are distracted by those people who have negative things to say about their pursuit or them personally. But those who walk it, they press every single day, so naysayers have nothing to do but shut up. Now, I do not subscribe to the make your haters your motivators mantra that people like. You know, I don't even use the word, so I don't want anyone to misinterpret what I'm saying. This has nothing to do with haters, because anyone who lives their life trying to stick it in someone else's face, that makes you a hater too. This is about being motivated by your own success, and so that people can't say anything negative about you. So make sure you understand the difference there. those who want it, they play around on social media. Now, I may step on some toes there. You're playing around on social media, but social media is such a powerful tool that those who walk it are actually using it to build brands and businesses and doing things that are going to help them generate income, generate presence, and grow and become and walk what it is they say they want to do. You know, it doesn't mean that every single second you're on social media is all business, 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 but it does mean that you're utilizing the tools of social media to make sure that you're building a business for yourself, that you make sure that you're using it not just to waste your life away, but to actually do something positive and grow. Those who want it normally act alone. They're afraid to work with anybody else. They're afraid to share their ideas. It's up to me. But those who walk it build teams. Those who walk it know that it's not about them, that they can't do it all by themselves. They have to get with other people, and that synergy makes success. Those who want it procrastinate. Those who walk it act like this is the last chance they have to make it happen. Now, I have another whole show I'm going to talk about this topic, you know, about acting like this is your last chance. So I'm not going to get into it too deeply here, but understand, you know, ask yourself, how would you act differently if you knew this was your last chance to get it done? If you knew that after this time expired, whether it be this week, this month, this year, after this time, this was your last opportunity to ever get it done, or it's going to go on to someone else, how would you act differently? How would you move, and how would you walk it out towards your goals if this was it? And one more thing, those who want it, they normally make and accept excuses, and those who walk it don't even know what excuses are. They ignore excuses. There is no reason why. Excuses are simply growth opportunities. When things come that stop you, I look at those as growth opportunities. Turn it to, you know, G-O, go. Those excuses are more reasons for you to go forward, not stop. So here's what happens, okay? There's certain things that happens for those who live a life of wanting and those who live a life of walking. Those who want things to happen, normally those people, they see opportunities pass them by. Opportunities will pass you by. And the worst part is you'll start getting mad at the success of other people. See, you will look and see other people get success, but because you don't see their walk, you think that somehow they just got lucky. Somehow they had some in. Somehow they must have slept with someone. They must have cheated. They must have done something different to get it. But the thing they did different is they walked it while you were just sitting there wanting it. And you were wanting it, so you weren't doing those things to make sure that you could get it. And then you see someone else gets it because they were walking it, and then you get upset. But here's the difference. Here's what happens when you actually walk it. When you decide that I'm going to be involved daily in the activities of what it is I say I do. When I decide that I am going to be who I said I am. And that means every day you're working this thing like it's your job. You're working your business like it's a full-time job. People ask, you know, you may have a full-time job, but people ask you what you do, and your walk is what you're telling them you do versus what your 9-to-5 is. Okay. So here's what happens when you start walking it, because when you start walking it, now you're in the environment. Now you're with the people. Now your swag is changing because, you are becoming that thing you're walking in. The first thing happens is doors begin to open for you. Doors begin to open because now you're walking it. So you're around the right people. You're around the right environment. You're around the right opportunities. So doors begin to open that wouldn't have opened had you just been sitting home waiting for the phone to ring. Because now you're out there proactively pursuing and walking this dream. So you're meeting people. People now know, oh, okay, you are someone I can call on when I need this service, when I need this product, when I need this kind of person to come and do this. Before, they didn't know you were out there. But once you start walking it, now you can tell them, hey, here I am, and they know to come find you. Number two is that when you're walking it, opportunities begin to fall in your lap. I can tell you from experience, when you start walking it, when you start doing what it is you're called to do, when you start actually getting out there and doing it and getting around those people, people see you. When you're good at it, people see you and they want to be around you. Successful people like hanging around other successful people. So when you're doing what you're supposed to be doing and you're good at it, people will begin to offer you opportunities. You'll get put on stages that you never thought you'd get put on. You'll get to be in circles that you never thought were open to you simply because you're out there doing it. Those opportunities will start to come to you because you're doing it, because you're walking it. Another thing that happens is your creativity begins to surge. When you're actually walking your success, when you're actually walking your goals and your dreams, you're actually going out there and actively pursuing your success, your mind is focused on that. Your mind begins to open up more and the creativity begins to surge. You start thinking about life different. You start having all these kind of ideas. You can't go anywhere without seeing something new. You can't turn around and you just can't chill and not have genius strike. Because once your body is moving and once your activities and your mind is focused on becoming and doing what it is you said you're going to do, now that creativity comes and the universe just kind of activates that part of you to make sure that you're going to be ultra successful. That, hey, you may have just thought, okay, I'm going to go here and here's plan A. But once you start walking and that creativity starts, it starts to expand plan A to a plan B and C and D and E and G, F and G. I know my alphabet. those doors open up that wouldn't have been there because simply you were creative. Whereas if you're not doing it and you're sitting home and just wanting it, you're not thinking about it. You're thinking about what's coming on TV tonight. You're thinking about, you know, what you're going to have for dinner. So that creativity begins to, you know, you ever see people who just seem to, just everything happens for them. When you see someone, that momentum starts to take off, they may host one show. Then all of a sudden they get a radio show. Then they get to host a talk show. Then a game show. Then they have movies. Then they have plays. You know, you can go down a list of successful people and see that it just seems like, oh, man, all this stuff just keeps happening at one time. It's because that creativity starts to surge. And then that takes you to number four, is that success begins to overflow. When you're walking it, that success starts coming and it starts to run over. It starts to pour over. So now you're having more success because you have more opportunities. Everything you touch just starts working. It just starts clicking. And now you're able to help even more people because you can't handle it all by yourself. So you got to have people along with you who are going to be able to help out along the way and grow from your success. Because when you're walking it, that's just what happens. That success has to happen when you're walking what you're supposed to be doing versus just wanting it, just sitting home wishing. You know, there's a difference in the person who watches sports and who plays the sport. There's a difference in the person who watches from the sidelines and who's actually putting it on the line every day out there on the field. So you want to make sure that you ask yourself the question, am I wanting it or am I walking it? It's time to stop wanting it, stop wishing for it, stop waiting for it, and start walking it. Here's what I want to do. I want you to go to the www.thepassionpreneurs.com and I want you to sign up for the email blast. Because that's going to be our mantra for the year. We want to stop wanting it and start walking it. If you're ready to start walking it, go ahead and sign up for the email blast. Join our Facebook group and let's help you. Let's get what you need in place to move from wanting it to walking it. The more successful you can be, the more successful your family and friends will be, and the more happy and more peace, you know, you'll have in your own life. So I want to make sure you go ahead and do that. I look forward to talking to you again on future podcasts. We're always here doing something. If you'd like to be a guest on the show, go ahead and email us at ryan@ryancgreen.com. If you have a show idea, you know, something you want to talk about or hear talked about, do that. Go ahead and email us that as well. I'm looking forward to a great year for you all, as well as myself. Looking forward to some great things. I want to thank you all for listening to the Passionpreneurs. Make sure you go and listen to our old, our past episodes as well. And I look forward to helping you. All right. Talk to you later. Be blessed. Thank you for listening to another episode of the Passionpreneurs Podcast, a production of Greenhouse Media. To listen to past episodes and to subscribe to our email list, visit www.thepassionpreneurs.com. I'm Ryan C. Green. Thanks for listening.